And I really hope that we, after doing a brief overview of the rule, which is really complicated, get into some interesting perspectives about what it means for Texas, development of renewables in Texas, and use energy efficiency in Texas. I know my panelists know each other well and have spoken on this issue a lot, and so I think it would be most fun to let them go. I noticed that the gravity of this room is sliding to the back, and I assume that's because you all want to be really close to the microphones. And I would encourage you to ask us the tough questions or ask us to clarify. I won't say no if you want to, you know, wave your hand in the middle of someone's presentation and come up and ask a question, but we will definitely try and save some time for questions when we're finished. I'm going to do a quick overview. The Clean Power Plan took up hundreds of pages of teeny tiny Federal Register print, and there was about 1,000 pages of supporting technical materials. These slides are on purpose really generic. And I just want to give you enough information so that you can really fully get into what these three panelists are about to say. But I am going to flag in a couple of places some particularly thorny legal issues. If there's one thing I can say about the Clean Power Plan is that litigation is inevitable, and it's inevitable from all sides. So both from people who oppose the rule and people who are supportive of its underlying objectives but maybe don't think that it goes far enough. So whatever side of the spectrum you fall on, someone feels exactly the opposite about what EPA has done. Always fun to put things in context before you get going. This is the evolving generation mix. This is a 2014 estimate of where we got our electricity from in the United States in 2014. You can see coal just under 40, which is actually a fairly large reduction. Just a couple years ago, it was up in the mid-40s. We separate out EEI for our purposes, renewables and hydro. You can see a big chunk over on the side, closer to 13% if you combine the two. But of course, how people feel about the Clean Power Plan often has a lot to do with the regional generation mix.